This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. Bad day in Alaska. Very tough day. Lead news story today before I get to everything else is it was anarchy as a magnitude 7 earthquake rocks Anchorage. Trump promises federal aid. Before I get to all that, let me mention I've been on the air for quite a while now. All of you are a witness. My board op, Chris, is a witness. My producer, Andrew, is a witness. I've been saying that, you know, people claim on the left that climate change is a fact. And if you know anything about science, there's climate change, and I've done all the studying, and it's not true. There is not complete consensus on climate change. But what there is complete consensus on, which no one on the left has even noticed because they're too busy studying a fraud called climate change, is that there is a problem with earthquakes around the world. And this massive earthquake is just part of the Ring of Fire. And I've been saying on the show again and again, the Ring of Fire is on fire. The Ring of Fire has been jilted. The Ring of Fire is angry. And something is going on all around the world. And science shows that the next 5 years are going to be the most earthquake-plagued maybe in the history of the world. And nobody's talking about that because they're too busy being focused on climate change that doesn't exist because they're trying to make money on climate change. Liberal groups are trying to make trillions of dollars on a fraud called climate change. In a tweet, President Trump said the federal government would spare no expense to help the people of Alaska. But can you imagine what the expense will be if Wayne Root is correct and there is a massive earthquake, a San Andreas Fault earthquake in the state of California? Can you imagine a state with 40 million people in a massive earthquake that hits either L.A. or San Francisco or both? You're talking about a bill that the United States of America can't afford. You're talking about the entire budget of the United States. You're talking about like a $4 trillion bill if this is bad enough. And what happened in Alaska? It's a sparsely populated state. If it happens in California, it's an entirely different story. In any case, Donald Trump says to the great people of Alaska, you've been hit hard by a big one. Please follow the directions of the highly trained professionals who are there to help you. Your federal government will spare no expense. God bless you all. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said President Trump's been briefed on the earthquake. Meanwhile, they've lifted a tsunami warning. Alaska Governor Bill Walker issued a disaster declaration and said he's in contact with the White House. There have been 5 significant aftershocks more expected throughout the day. At about 9:30, a 7.0 10 miles from Anchorage, Alaska, with major aftershocks, 5 so far. Alaska Air temporarily suspended operations at Anchorage Airport. Alaskans are no stranger to earthquakes. They suffer more than the other 49 states combined. It's become increasingly clear this one was different. A magnitude 7.0 in Anchorage, Alaska, prompting people living in the city to run out of their offices, hide under their desks. The U.S. Geological Service said the earthquake's epicenter was 7 miles north of Anchorage. That's it. A reporter at Anchorage witnessed cracks in a two-story building after the quake, which is followed by smaller aftershocks, including a magnitude 5.3 and a 5.7, which sent people running for cover again. Residents were warned more could follow throughout the day. One witness offered a harrowing description of the quake. It was anarchy. There's no pictures left of the walls. There's no power. There's no fish tank left. Everything that's not tied down is now broken or gone. David Harper told the AP he was getting coffee at a store when the rumbling began and intensified into something that sounded like the building was going to fall apart, sending him sprinting for the exit. The main thought that was going through my head was I was trying to get out the door was I want this to stop. Harper said the quake was significant enough that people who were outside were actively hugging each other. You could tell it was a bad one. Alaska averages 40,000 earthquakes a year. Wow. I had no idea, by the way. But this was a big one. Back-to-back earthquakes shatter roads and windows in Alaska. And here's the article you got to know. Strange seismic waves that rippled around the world leave scientists bewildered. I don't think I've seen anything like it, one seismologist says. The waves rang for over 20 minutes, emanating 15 miles off the shores of Mayotte. an island in the Indian Ocean between Madagascar and Africa. From here, they reverberated across Africa, setting off geological sensors in Zambia, Kenya, Ethiopia. They crossed the Atlantic, were picked up in Chile, New Zealand, Canada, and even Hawaii, nearly 11,000 miles away. During their huge range, the waves were apparently not felt by anybody. However, one person monitoring the U.S. Geological Survey's live stream of seismogram displays did notice the unusual waveform and posted it to Twitter, sparking the interest of other geologists and earthquake enthusiasts. It's just a lot of strange stuff going on. The bizarre waveform is what scientists call monochromatic. Earthquakes normally produce waves of so many different frequencies, the wave readings appear more jumbled. But the mystery waveform from Mayotte was a crisp zigzag, which repeated after steady 17-second intervals. They're too nice. They're too perfect to be nature, said University of Glasgow's Helen Robinson, who's studying for a Ph.D. in applied volcanology. She added the location of the island means industrial sources of unusual wave, such as oil drilling or wind farms, could be ruled out. Founder of UK Earthquake Bulletin, Jamie Gurney, was among those looking at the waveform, said on Twitter, he had no idea of a similar global signal of this nature has ever been observed. So what could these regular, what could cause these regular slow waves? Could it have been a meteor strike, an illegal weapons test, previously undiscovered? Sea creatures may outlie between Tanzania and Madagascar. Despite the mystery, science do have clues as to the cause of the seismic event. Mayotte, an uninhabited French island, was formed as a result of volcanic eruptions 4,000 years ago. But since then, it's been mostly volcanically inactive. So I guess what they're going to jump to the conclusion is there was a volcanic eruption underwater. Since May, the island has been rocked by hundreds of earthquakes, all of which have emanated offshore. The island is believed to be moving about 2 inches each year. In recent months, seismic activity has declined. On November 11th, no quakes were detected. The new activity may point to huge movements of magma beneath the Earth's crust, miles offshore and under thousands of feet of water. Large movements of liquid rock or reverberations through the magma chamber can cause waves similar to those measured in this instance. Goran Ekstrom, seismologist at Columbia University who specializes in unusual earthquakes, said, I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. Another theory is an underwater volcanic eruption occurred, just what I was guessing. So some bad stuff today in Alaska, and I'm telling you, it portends very badly for California. The Ring of Fire is activated. Back to a little NFL football, besides bragging a little bit that my Dallas Cowboys last night had one of the great upsets and one of the great games in decades. What a great game. Upsetting the 10-1 New Orleans Saints, who no one thought could ever be stopped, let alone slowed down. No one even thought they could be slowed down, let alone stopped. And the Dallas Cowboys beat them 13-10, allowed 10 points to a team that scores 40, 50 points every single week. Great game by the Cowboys. But meanwhile, news with the Kansas City Chiefs. Kareem Hunt, one of the finest running backs on the planet Earth, attacks and kicks a woman in a hotel hallway. Goodbye, Kareem. Your career is over. It's all on video. In the video, Hunt could be seen having an argument with a young woman in the hallway outside his hotel room. The incident occurred at 3:22 in the morning on February 18th. Which means the incident occurred only 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, well before the start of the current NFL season. Despite that, the NFL elected not to suspend Hunt for the attack. He turns a corner, confronts the woman, shoving her. Woman strikes back in the face. Hunt goes berserk as friends try to hold him back. The 2017 Pro Bowler, who led the league in rushing yards, explodes and knocks one of his friends into the woman, who both go flying into a wall. Both Kareem's male friend and the woman appear dazed. But Kareem makes his way over to the woman and kicks her while she's crouching on the ground, knocking her over. Police took the video into evidence but did not arrest Hunt because they were unable to determine if a crime had occurred. What? See, this is, America is so upside down. How is the NFL not in huge trouble over this? The NFL had their problems with treating people that, players, male players, giant male players on steroids, who beat the crap out of women way too leniently for years. And then the Me Too movement came along and the NFL was embarrassed. And that running back on Baltimore came along and beat the crap out of his girlfriend, Ray Rice, in an elevator. Thank you, Chris. Chris in my ear with Ray Rice. And they didn't do enough. They didn't suspend him long enough. And then they went overboard and his whole career was over. And now they've done it again? This happened in February of 18? At the time of the incident, the woman told police the whole thing started because Kareem kicked her out of his room after she refused to hook up with one of the men in his entourage. Nice guy. Classy, Kareem. You're a classy dude. Another NFL loser. Steroid-addicted lowlife. However, Hunt's entourage claims the woman became irate when asked to leave the room and then called the Chiefs running back the N-word. The NFL has not responded to TMZ's request for a comment. Wow. NFL, what a bunch of losers. Let's get back to the caravan, because that's certainly an important issue going on in America today. The Tijuana mayor sounds just like Donald Trump. Isn't that funny? The mayor of Tijuana, Mexico, a Mexican, sounds just like all of us in the Trump land, in the Trump army. Tijuana mayor says to arrest the event the caravan organizer and vows to stop funding migrants. It's a federal crime, the Tijuana mayor says. The caravan organizer should be arrested. Sounds just like Trump. After declaring the migrant caravan humanitarian crisis, Mayor Juan Manuel Gastelum told Fox News he can no longer continue to fund the municipal effort to shelter them without federal assistance. I'm not going to break public services to solve the problem. He could be forced to raise taxes on Tijuana's 1.7 million residents. Really? Is that not how Americans feel? You're going to raise my taxes so a bunch of illegals could come in my country and they're all going to be on welfare and food stamps and 1,000 different government handouts? Wow. He says, no, 6 hours, the border was closed. We lost 129 million pesos. That's not fair. How do you think people in Tijuana feel towards the people who are making these problems? Wow. Let's face it. Everybody feels this way. Everybody. Now the shoe's on the other foot. Mexico's not so wonderful towards migrants and illegals. Now, are they? When they move them right through the border to America, we're the bad guys. But now, looks like they don't like them so much. Wait till you get back and hear about Maria Meza. I'll tell you about Maria. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visit.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years dollars guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the U.S. of A. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. At least for now, Democrats in control. Who knows what idiotic things they'll do to change all that and ruin this state. But for now, it comes to you from Las Vegas. Soon, maybe, Wyoming. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. And by the way, KBET is now the center of resistance in Las Vegas. We are the resistance. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. So you know you could trust them. The U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about buy and sell precious metals. And I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint, all coins investment quality. You get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance. Order today and get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order that holds 500 coins. Call now U.S. Gold Bureau. They'll show you the invoice. You will pay exactly what they paid. You get your gold, excuse me, your silver, American Silver Eagle coins, at wholesale cost. No one out there is offering a deal like this anywhere in the country. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go online, usgoldbureau.com/root. We love taking your calls. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Root for America is my website, rootforamerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com is how you reach me on email, WayneRoot@gmail. And on Twitter, @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. I told you I'd tell you about Maria Meza. She was the tear gas caravan migrant mom. In other words, that woman who was holding two children barefoot that were running through tear gas to get to the border. She, first of all, it was a setup. It was a complete fake and a complete fraud. Never heard that anywhere in the media. They show you the original fraud, and then when someone breaks it and proves it's absolute fraud, they never, ever follow up in the media and say, oops, we made a mistake. It was fraud. It was planned. There was no tear gas going off. The whole thing was a frame job picture. Okay, they made it up. They said, you know, act like you're running, holding one kid in one hand, one kid in the other, make sure they have no shoes. Make believe there's, the, okay, we'll put smoke in the picture, make believe there's tear gas coming by. Okay, hold it, take the picture. That's what happened. And no one's talking about it. Now let's talk about her, Maria Meza. She has nine children. She, Maria Lila Meza Castro. 40-year-old migrant Honduran mother made famous by the Reuters photograph of her dragging her half-naked children from the smoke of a tear gas canister thrown at a rioting caravan migrants by the Border Patrol at the U.S. border with Mexico. She's a mother of nine children, one of whom has been living in the U.S. for the past 2 years. Meza brought five of her children with her on the migrant caravan, leaving the other three back in Honduras. Maria Meza left her hometown of Villanueva to escape the gang violence and lack of employment, she said, describing the situation there as terrible. Single mother of nine was earning about 800 Honduran lempiras, about $33 a week, and one of her older children was recruited by a neighborhood gang. Salary was not enough to support them, she said. They told me the U.S. was a country of opportunities. That's why I came to see if I could support my children. She had five of her children, ranging in age from 5 to 14, in tow during the long journey among a caravan of thousands who walked from Honduras through Mexico to the edge of the U.S. Three of her children remain in Honduras. One of them has been living in Louisiana. Her 16-year-old son ended up in drugs and joined the gang despite her begging him not to. Reuters photographer Kim Kyung-hoon reported that Maze is 40 years old. She's trying to reunite with the father of her children who's in Louisiana. He did not report on the presence of his son in Louisiana. In the shot taken on Sunday, you could see Honduran mother Maria Meza grabbing the thin arms of her, five-year-old twin daughters as they run frantically from a tear gas canister spewing fumes. Sheely, one of the daughters, is seen in diapers, sari, barefoot, while her mother wears a T-shirt showing smiling sisters in the Disney hit Frozen. Maze's daughter is behind her in the photo, also running away from the approaching gas. Kim denies allegations the photo was staged. Some social media users have called the photo staged, which is absolutely not the case. We're not allowed to mislead the viewers here at Reuters. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, there's people in the background who are, like, putting up the thumb sign that they're happy. Wow. This is what you want in America. Nine kids with their mouths open on welfare.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
War now.
USA Radio News. Today at the G7, after months of negotiations, President Trump joined the leaders of Mexico and Canada to sign the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement.
We're gathered together this afternoon for a very historic occasion, the signing ceremony for a brand new trade deal, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement.
Alaska is dealing with the 7.0 magnitude earthquake that rocked much of the region. The quake struck just north of Anchorage at 8:30 a.m. local time. Steve Strait is the owner of KEDI Radio, which is also a USA Radio News affiliate. He says the aftershocks continued for quite a long time.
40 seconds later, there was another earthquake almost as big. For the next 90 minutes, there was just earthquake after earthquake of aftershock.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker did issue a disaster declaration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
I don't often recommend books on my show because I'm just a very busy guy and I can barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I get a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. I'm from New York, you know. I believe in revenge and vengeance. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wainwright loves it. This book is the first book of the series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. Prayerofvengeance.com. All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Back with you for, we're still in hour number one. It seems like hour number two. It seems like we've been here for a long time now. But it's segment three of hour number one today on Friday, which just tells you it's time for, thank God it's Friday! I need a weekend break. I really do. It's a shame I've already got like 12 meetings scheduled for tomorrow. But maybe I'll get a Sunday break. At least I get one day where I can have a little fun and watch a little NFL football. I did that last night. I was dazed. I was tired. I was exhausted. I went straight from the show to watch NFL football with a whole crowd of friends, and I had a big bet on the Dallas Cowboys. It was the biggest game in a decade. If they won it, if they lost it, it would have been just the same old. They always lose games like that. Big, big upset for the Dallas Cowboys, and of course, at my website, VegasWinners.com, I predicted that upset, and I gave it out to many, many thousands of clients, and Vegas Winners picked a big winner with Wayne Root. So it was a big day for me, big night for me, big day for my Dallas Cowboys. I'm both a fan and a bettor, so it was good stuff. There's been a lot of talk lately that climate change is enveloping the earth. It's going to destroy us all. There's also been a lot of talk lately from the right, from people like me, that climate change is the biggest bunk of hooey in the history of mankind, the biggest scam since Obamacare, and probably the biggest scam in the history of the world involving the trillions of dollars involved. And Gregory Wrightstone is with us. He is a geologist and author of Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. His website is inconvenientfacts.org. XYZ. Inconvenientfacts.xyz. Without further ado, Gregory Wrightstone. Gregory, how are you?
Oh, really good. A little bit angry, though, because I was forced to actually read much of that stuff that was in that new report. And it's I've done it so your listeners don't have to. It's not pleasant.
All right, so let's talk about the new report. It's called the Fourth National Climate Assessment. And it was released just last Friday, of course. First of all, there's two things that I need to get an answer from you. Number one, I'm shocked. Why does it come from the Trump administration? I assume it must have been written from the prior administration, but it automatically had to be released. Why couldn't Trump kill it? And number two, obviously he didn't like it because he released it on the Friday of a Thanksgiving weekend, so he hoped nobody would notice. So how do we wind up with such a strong pro-climate change opinion coming from the government with Trump as president of the United States?
Well, I think it actually does a disservice to what they're trying to present because it is so over the top and so full of errors and so full of misconceptions and blatant falsehoods. It's a politically driven climate alarmist manifesto masquerading as science. And I say that, and I looked, Wayne, I just looked at one subject. If you go to the Your listeners, if they go and Google that, they can find, and just look at chapter one, the overview. On the cover of the chapter overview is Western forest fires. On the reverse, the bottom, the back page, forest fires. And then throughout, they're all pointing to forest fires. And the only chart that they reference is, it's not labeled really very well, but it says area of fire across the United States, and they show that it's increasing. Well, I dove into it the other night, and the revelation was they cherry-picked a 30-year period that showed a slight increase in forest fires, manipulated the curve to make it exaggerated, and then published that as their backup for why forest fires are increasing. If we look at the actual data from the National Fire Interagency Center, we see that the data actually – in this report, it starts in 1984. It goes back to 1928. If you look at the 1928 data on, you'll see that forest fires, area burned, has declined by 75%, completely opposite of what's in this. So what they've done, this is just one example. It's the most glaring example that I've found yet of how they use manipulated, cherry-picked, and sometimes fabricated data to support their claims they're using weather events like Hurricane Harvey to bolster their argument man-made climate change and the devastating effects. And you might sound like I'm fired up because it really irritates me that this is an abuse of the scientific process.
Here's what annoys me. Okay, when the President of the United States, Donald Trump, says. He tweets out, it was freezing cold last night, some global warming, huh? Democrats laugh at him, call him a moron and an idiot and a fool and dangerous and Hitler because he's ignoring climate change by saying there's a difference between climate and weather. Cold week or one cold day doesn't mean that the entire long-term climate isn't warmer just because there's a cold day. So they use that as a reason to destroy the president. But then they do the exact same thing, don't they? When there's one hurricane, when there's one storm, when there's one warm day, when there's one warm week, when there's one warm month, when there's one record set in one city, they say, see, global warming. They do the exact same thing they're making fun of Trump for.
Right. You just nailed it, Wayne. You nailed it. Exactly. You think if we were seeing 80-degree weather, I'm in Pittsburgh, 80-degree weather in Pittsburgh today, they wouldn't be using that as evidence of global warming? You're darn well they would. They do it all the time. And this Hurricane Harvey, it was the first major hurricane to make landfall in the United States last year in 12 years, which is a record, and the records go back to 1850 from NOAA. And so we've been through a record spell of no major hurricanes making landfall in the United States, but yet Hurricane Harvey lands, and oh my God, we've got to turn that into it's man-made climate change. And the fact of the matter is, Harvey was very similar to other hurricanes. It didn't actually provide more precipitation than other hurricanes. It just happened to be that precipitation moved on land and just stayed there. Normally it would spread the precipitation out over 16 or 18 states and then move into the Atlantic. But this one just kind of hovered over Houston, which was unusual, but not related to climate change in the least.
I've studied enough science. I'm certainly no scientist and don't claim to be a scientist, don't claim to be an expert. But everything I've studied, correct me if I'm wrong here, Gregory Wrightstone, and he is the author of Inconvenient Facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know, his website's inconvenientfacts.xyz. My study indicates that, A, there's no climate change, and it's a big scam and a big conspiracy and a big Ponzi scheme. But what there really is, if you study science, is something is different going on with earthquakes, and the Ring of Fire is on fire, and California, I think, is right in the bullseye, and that's going to be, you know, a $1 trillion event that could bankrupt the entire United States of America. And liberals are so transfixed on climate change that doesn't exist, they've completely missed that the Ring of Fire is on fire, and we're entering a period, or we have entered a period, by the way, of something has happened with the Earth's tilt that leads to more earthquakes throughout history, and we're in that period now, and earthquakes are intensifying. That has nothing to do with climate change, but it could knock out the whole California. Is that an area you've studied?
No, I'm going to stay away from that because what I like to do, I'm well-versed in some parts, but I'm not going to address anything about increasing earthquakes. But at the risk of never being invited on your show again, I'm going to disagree with you in terms of climate change. It is happening. It is. It just is. But that's okay. It's always climate change happens.
Well, climate changes. I get that. Climate change.
Right. Temperatures.
No, there's no special change, we'll say.
Right. What I say in my book, the only thing constant about temperature is that it's never constant. I mean,
right.
It's going
no,
up
I get
and down,
we're
up and down. Right.
We're not
okay. Okay. I mean, because I hear things like, well, Trump's a climate change denier. No, he's not. He's just denies, like I do, that the climate is changing primarily due to man-made causes. I think it's the same natural forces that have been driving temperatures since the dawn of time.
There's two things I think we're denying. One, that man-made it's man-made. Two, that even if it was man-made, there's nothing you could do about it because China continues to spew pollution in the air. So all we do is lose all the jobs in America. Well, China's just spewing pollution in the air, and it wouldn't change a damn thing. And number three, there may be climate change, but it isn't anything that's going to ruin the world, and the seas are not going to rise and drown New York,
exactly,
and Philadelphia and Boston, right? Am I on the right track here?
Now, my overarching theme of the book is that the rising temperatures and increasing CO2 are benefiting the Earth and humanity, and it's not even close. It's not even close. We see bountiful, record-breaking harvests year after year. We see things like forest fires, intense heat waves, droughts are in decline, and the experts tell us it's because of rising temperatures and increasing CO2.
All right, I'm on the run. Greg, you hear the music. That means our time has come to an end. But his book is called Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. It's by Gregory Wrightstone. His website is inconvenientfacts.xyz, inconvenientfacts.xyz. We're in total agreement, Gregory. I understand
right.
There is some form of climate change. I don't
right.
think it's ruining the world. I don't think it's the biggest form of national security emergency in America. I think building the wall and the border is more national security emergency than climate change. I'm sure we're in agreement on that. Gregory, thank you for checking in with us all. Wayne Allyn Root, Worn Out, USA Radio. Coming up, one more segment on USA, and then we're back on Newsmax TV an hour early today. 2 hours on Newsmax TV. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyberweek. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, imported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex, shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. My doctor suggests... he's the sponsor of this segment of the show. Everybody who listens to this show knows that I've been on the air for 3 years, and I've got a crazy voice that I talk very loud and I talk very animated, and it's very easy for my voice to get hoarse. I was born with a hoarse voice, and you all know I haven't missed 1 minute on the air in 3 years, even though I talk 720 hours a year on the air. What saved my life, what saved my radio career, what saved my TV career, because you go a week without a voice and you just lose your audience, right? So thank God it's never happened. Knock on wood. My doctor suggests is more important than luck or knocking on wood. My doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges have been the reason that my throat is now a workhorse. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long, and the silver destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. It comes in liquid gel and lozenge, and when the silver comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, it can destroy them. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Root urges you, I don't suggest, I urge you to try these magical, remarkable lozenges today. All you do is go to mydoctorsuggest.com, tell them Wayne Root sent you, get 10% off your first order, or call 866-660-9868, toll free anywhere in the United States, 866-660-9868, mydoctorsuggest.com. Thank you for saving Wayne Root's voice. So some things in the news. I read you a minute ago about the wonderful woman, Maria Meza, running through the tear gas, who, A, may very well not have been running through tear gas. It may have been totally a fake picture, as usual, just a fake picture and a setup picture. Or, B, even if it was a real picture, what right does she have to bring 5 children with her to run through tear gas and fight through the American border illegally? And, C, let's just say you still feel bad for her at that point. What right has she got to charge you, the taxpayers, for her 9 children? Whole thing is a joke and a travesty. And at the same time that's happening, an arrested MS-13 gang member admits he arrived with the migrant caravan. MS-13 member arrested over the weekend by Customs and Border Protection told authorities he traveled with the Central American migrant caravan before trying to enter the United States. The man, a 29-year-old Honduran citizen, later identified as Jose Villalobos Jobel, caught by agents in the El Centro sector east of the Calico Port of Entry, Calexico Port of Entry in Southern California. After a short interview, the man told agents he's an Honduran citizen, active gang member with Mara Salvatrucha, MS-13, International Crime Organization. He travels to the United States border with a large group of people from Central America intent on breaking in and asking for asylum. As President Trump and Secretary Nielsen warned over the last few weeks, we've identified over 600 known criminals and gang members of the caravan, said Department of Homeland Security in a statement to Fox. We're now predictably seeing members of the caravan, which includes criminals, show up at the border and claim asylum. These threats are only going to increase in light of illegitimate judicial injunctions and loopholes created by Congress. We are now, President Trump claimed in late October there were definitely MS-13 members and terrorists among the caravan, and he was 100% right. 100% right. Well, the caravan has been widely framed in the media as women and children fleeing violence. NBC's Gadi Schwartz released stats Monday night while reporting from Tijuana, Mexico, where most of the migrants are gathered. He said, the truth is the majority of people in this caravan, especially outside, if we can make our way over there, we'll show you the majority of them are men. From what we've seen, the majority are actually men. Some of these men have not articulated the need for asylum. As of this afternoon, by the way, here's an update. There are 5,738 being housed at the main migrant shelter. 3,676 are men, 1,060 are women, 1,002 are children. So it's basically 1,000 women, 1,000 children, and almost 4,000 men. You tell me how that's women and children. Just, you know, typical liberals lie, and they get away with it because they lie on page one of the New York Times, and then the lie is exposed only at Wayne Root Show or maybe sometimes on Fox News or, you know, on Newsmax TV or maybe in the Wall Street Journal on page 76, and no one in the mainstream media ever goes back and admits they did something wrong. Caravan organizers promised easy U.S. asylum, say departing migrants. Hundreds of migrants gathered near the U.S. border are planning to return home. They blame one of the caravan organizers, Pueblo Sin Fronteras, for allegedly misleading them into joining the trek with false promises of easy asylum in the United States. Of course. Of course. And CNN's Chris Cuomo, one of the most vile human beings in the world, compares criminal illegal aliens to baby Jesus. Chris Cuomo compared criminal illegal aliens storming the U.S. border to baby Jesus in his closing comments on his broadcast the other night. CNN's Chris Cuomo compared the criminals' troubles to Mary, Joseph, and even baby Jesus. For some reason, CNN's Chris Cuomo thinks criminal aliens seeking to legally cross the border are literally Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus. Cuomo made these statements in spite of several biblical passages addressing strong borders and respect for sovereignty. Wow. Here's a section of the Bible. You shall not move your neighbor's boundary mark, which the ancestors have set in your inheritance, which you will inherit in the land that the Lord your God gives you to possess. That's Deuteronomy 19:14. Cursed is he who moves his neighbor's boundary mark, and all the people shall say amen. Deuteronomy 27:17, and then Isaiah 19:19. In that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt and a pillar to the Lord at its border. So there's the Bible for you. When we come back, we'll be on Newsmax TV. We'll talk about Jewish students at Columbia University outraged by anti-Semitic graffiti on campus. Of course, that's what liberalism leads to. And then my commentary, the Nevada GOP tragedy part two. I gave you part one earlier in the week. Now we're going for part two. Wait till you hear how bad things have gotten in Nevada. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
90.